You're listening to Sound Effect. I'm Jennifer Wing, and today we're talking virtual reality. And virtual reality done well is a totally immersive experience. The rest of the real world is blocked out. It's really the ultimate distraction. A couple of researchers in Seattle see the potential in distraction and are using it to treat people experiencing severe pain. And I have to tell you that this involves snowmen throwing snowballs and Paul Simon's Graceland. But before we get to that, let's meet Kat Lincecum from Palmer, Alaska. Kat is on the 8th floor at Harborview Medical Center in Seattle. She's stretched out in bed. Her arms are out to the side. She's had surgery the day before, a skin graft, and she has burns over 20% of her body.
We were having a bonfire and it exploded and got the whole front side of me horribly burned.
So you wake up here. What was the pain like?
It was excruciating. I was in an extreme amount of pain. I had burns all the way down from my ankles, all the way up my legs, my stomach, my chest, my neck, above and below my eyelids, my arms. It's a pain that no matter what you really do, you can't get away from it.
One of the things that makes a bad burn so nasty is that in order to prevent one from becoming infected, the wound has to be scrubbed and scraped. The skin has to be stretched so that as it heals, it doesn't get tight. People can be maimed permanently if scar tissue isn't stretched as the skin heals. And it's during these treatments or wound care sessions that the pain is often the worst for people like Kat.
We did so much cleaning and scraping on it that there were a couple of times I let out a couple of moans because I'm not gonna kid you, it hurts like hell, big time. And when you come out from under all of that, like the next day, I hurt just as bad as I did the day that the fire took place.
Sometimes patients will undergo anesthesia to get them through wound care. The pain can be that intense, and morphine's often involved. And even though you still feel the pain, morphine makes you not really care that it's there. For some of Kat's wound care sessions, virtual reality goggles, similar to the ones that you'd use for snorkeling but smaller, they go on her face. And then Kat leaves the real world behind and enters Snow World. Snow World is a virtual world of ice and, well, snow. It's designed to be far removed from fire or anything else that's hot and could cause a burn. Players toss snowballs at snowmen and penguins while listening to Paul Simon's Graceland. When Kat plays the game, as nurses scrub her burns clean, she says her stress level actually drops.
The more you focused on the game part of the virtual reality, and you literally kind of step outside of your body.
The Mississippi Delta was shining like a national guitar.
But that's literally what you're doing, and your mind is no longer focused on all that pain.
I'm on the Graceland, Graceland.
To explain how all of this is possible, we have to meet Dr. Hunter Hoffman. He's a researcher at the Virtual Reality Center at the University of Washington. Dr. Hoffman has been involved with the development of virtual reality since the early 1990s, and back then he was developing VR programs that could be used in schools.
One of the things I noticed that was key later was, you know, when the kids were in the virtual world, they were completely gone from the real world. So if you tried to get them to, if you tried to talk to them, it was really hard because they were like gone.
Their brains were fully occupied. They were completely distracted. Dr. Hoffman made a mental note of this, and he went on to explore the different ways that virtual reality could help people. He cured a woman's debilitating fear of spiders using VR. And then he got wind of what another colleague was doing with hypnotherapy to treat the horrible pain experienced by burn victims.
I said, how does hypnosis reduce patients' pain? He said, we don't fully understand how it works. It looks like distraction may be playing part of the role of why hypnosis is effective. And I said, distraction, we should try this virtual reality is extraordinarily distracting. We should use that. My friend introduced me to Dave Patterson, and Patterson and I have been collaborating for almost 20 years now.
Dr. Hunter came up with the idea for Snow World, and he and Dr. Patterson have been using it with great success on burn victims to treat their pain. You see, processing pain, it requires attention from the brain. And if you can distract the brain by creating that out-of-body experience that Kat was describing, pain and discomfort can be greatly reduced. Dr. Patterson said he didn't know it at the time, but when he was a kid, he asked his father a question that touched on the very research he's doing today.
Yes, I remember fishing with my father when I was really young, and we would fish up in Wisconsin. And I was asking about wasp stings and fishing for muskie. And I asked my dad, I said, if you had a muskie, a big muskie on the hook, and you were stung by a bee, what would you feel? And he said, I wouldn't even notice it.
Because his brain would be totally distracted by the fish on the end of his line. Dr. Patterson and Dr. Hoffman know virtual reality is lowering pain because they've done patient surveys and brain imaging. Areas of the brain that normally light up like a Christmas tree because of pain are noticeably dim when VR is involved. So back to Snow World. Why Graceland? Paul Simon, it turns out, he's a pretty altruistic guy. He started a charity in New York that provides healthcare to kids who are living in poverty. And he heard about the work happening at the lab at UW and stopped by while he was in town for a concert to check it out.
And he was particularly smitten by Snow World.
Paul Simon apparently said that what Snow World needed was music. His music. Dr. Hoffman remembers that Paul Simon specifically recommended the song Graceland.
In some ways, you know, because it's African music, it sort of got a beach, ocean. So it doesn't necessarily match the environment, but it certainly has a very positive kind of vibe to it. And it draws you in whether you like it or not. It's very attention grabbing.
Snow World is getting an upgrade. On this day, Dr. Hoffman is letting Kat, the patient we met earlier from Palmer, Alaska, try out Snow Canyon. Instead of goggles being placed on her face, this new system uses a headset.
So this is a new version that we wanted to try out.
It's a little challenging because one of Kat's ears is burned.
Can we pull that out just a little bit?
Yeah.
As you slide it down? I think that's all I'd have to do.
Okay, we can, this one's cool because you can move your head around.
Oh, well, that's awesome.
After a few adjustments, she's in the new world of Snow Canyon. It's very similar to Snow World, but a little more realistic looking.
Kat, what do you see?
Oh, there's penguins and like wolves and snowmen, and they're on the sides of these cliffs.
For a brief bit of time, Kat is flying through a canyon, tossing snowballs at snowmen, penguins, and now wolves. But this early prototype, it doesn't use Graceland.
The only part is you got to get rid of that do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, da. You need better background music. Other than that, that thing is perfect.
Dr. Hoffman is telling patients not to worry, but that Paul Simon's music will be added soon.